Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the scarcity of the true believer. As you know, iman or belief or faith is a concept which is very important in Islam. It's been alluded to in many places in the Holy Quran. And you know, the Quran talks about it in different places, and it talks about faith's characteristics, its reality, its the way to acquire it, its different levels, and so on and so forth. One of the concepts or characteristics that the Quran mentions regarding faith is that faith is something very scarce, and the believer, the faithful person, is somebody who is very rare and can and very rarely be found. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran we read, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is about the scarcity of the faithful who accepted faith at the hands of the Prophet Noah. Right, but we can generalize it to include, you know, other eras and other times as well. God says in the Holy Quran, "And none believed with him except a few. وَمَا آمَنَ مَأَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ." In this hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he reiterates this concept and he expounds on it. He says, "He has not kept his earth free of a knowledgeable man whom all of creation needs, who is well versed with the means of salvation. Such people are very few in number, and Allah has expounded this among the communities of the prophets, and made them the example for those to come after them." Right. So in this hadith, Imam Ali mentions this, you know, scarcity of the believers. He also mentions some of the characteristics of the believers. First of all, he says that the believer is a knowledgeable man. This believer, no matter how scarce he is, first of all, the earth will always possess this believer. It's never devoid and empty of him. And this person, this knowledge, what kind of knowledge is this person have? He has knowledge of the means of salvation. Then the Imam, he alludes to the fact that Allah mentions this scarcity in the Holy Quran in the form of the stories of the Prophet. But these stories are not, you know, what happened with these prophets. These are not singular and you know, rare. Rather, it's just mentioned simply as example for people who will come afterwards. Then the Imam says, so he said, and he made them the example for those to come after them when he said concerning the people of Noah, "And none believed with him except a few." وَمَا آمَنَ مَأَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. So the Imam mentioned this. In another hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following, echoing the same theme. The believing woman, of course this is about, it's also a concern about the believing woman. The believing woman is scarcer than the believing man. And the believing man is scarcer than red sulfur. And who from among you has ever seen red sulfur? Red sulfur was kind of like this elliptical kind of, you know, chemical that was said to be able to transform any kind of metal into gold. It was just, nobody had ever found it. It was mentioned usually as an example for something that was very rare. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. we were looking at the scarcity of the true believer in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.